You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Okay. Speaking of the butt cans, don't put anything but cigarette butts in the butt cans, please. Just no paper, no plastic cups, just the butts. Okay? Because guess who the butt can angel that Leland always talks about is? I have a thriving butt can cleaning ministry at this location. That's my ministry, is there, butt can. So help the butt can guy out. Saturday morning, 9 a.m., this church puts on the best breakfast in town, without a doubt, at the best price, free.
Amen.
Show up, eat. Now, there's one thing, they're going to preach at you a little bit before you get to eat. But then you get to eat a good breakfast, as good as you can get anywhere. Amen. Better than Denny's, better than Cracker Barrel. And I like Cracker Barrel.
Amen.
You can tell I like Cracker Barrel. Okay, here in a minute, we're going to have some special music. But when the music starts, we're going to close the restrooms and close the refreshment bar. Please don't get up and try to go to the bathroom while we're speaking, okay? Because that shows respect to the speaker, shows respect to the Lord, okay? And then, speaking of the message, we have a special treat for you tonight.
My.
We got Brother Rick Connell. I have no idea what he's going to speak about. But what I will tell you is, he will speak to your heart. I promise you. Because he speaks to your heart. Okay, right now we're going to have some special music. Don't know who that is either, but they're coming up. And then after the music, come on up, Rick. Thank you, everybody.
It isn't me. It is Our Lady. Our special, precious lady, Miss Rhonda Reed, singing a good, good song for you tonight about the Lord. And it's an evangelistic song. This ain't church, but when we do this part of it, it kind of is. Because the main reason we're here, number one, is to keep you out of hell. Number two is to keep you out of what? And you all know what those both mean. So, Miss Rhonda, you're on.
Before I start, before Kenny turns the music on, I'd just like to say that I sing whatever the Lord leads me to sing to you or to my Sunday church service or whatever. I want to sing something that has a message. I think this song has a message, and it may be just for you. Amen. Tonight. I want you to listen to the words and let it speak to your heart, because that's what I want it to do. I hope it does. I was lost, but you knew where to find me. I was hungry, you were bread. Sometimes
Sometimes I just want to thank you. Without asking you for a thing. Oh, sometimes I lift my hands to you. And sometimes all I do is cry.
Tell you what, we do have some good singing, don't we?
Amen.
We, you know, it really puts a bind on an old bald-headed man to get up here now, because I can't carry a tune in a bucket. Let me talk to you a little bit tonight. My name's Rick Connell, and don't hold that against my wife, okay? Because she's been stuck with me for nearly 50 years. Poor thing, you know. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about. How many of you like to travel? Oh, I do too. I know Brother Johnny does, you know. Well, we're going to talk about a free trip. And we're going to start out with make-believe. Make-believe first. Me and Bill Gates are just like this. Okay? He called me up this afternoon and he said, I heard y'all had a rec room going on Thursday nights. And he said, I've got several hundred thousand dollars. He said, I'd like to take all of these people on a trip around the world for a month. And I said, I think I can find some people to go with us. I said, what do we need to do? He said, you just make all the arrangements. Whenever you get to the point where you need something, you just write Bill Gates on everything. I said, well, I think I can take care of that. So I told the crew about it. Rec room night. And I said, where do we want to go? I said, well, first of all, I want to go to Ireland. My wife wanted to go to England. Brother Johnny wanted to go someplace else. And I heard Germany and France and Switzerland and all different places. So we decided we'd just put them all on the list and we'd just go there. What about plane reservations? He said, don't worry about that. Said, just sign Bill Gates on to it and tell him how many people's coming. I can do that. I said, well, what about the accommodations? Well, if you'll let me know where you're going, he said, I've got a man that takes care of all that. Said he'll put you up in suites wherever we go. Are y'all still going with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I am too. I'm getting excited. Any tours that you guys want to go in, all we got to do is just sign Bill Gates' name to it. That's all there is to it. There's no problems. Well, what if we have to eat? Am I going to have peanut butter and crackers or any restaurants you want to go to? Five-star restaurant, five-star hotels, wherever you want to go. It's all taken care of. There's only one thing that we've got to do, and that's we've got to accept this gift. Okay? It's a gift, isn't it? Well, Susie said that she'd like to go, but she doesn't have the clothes to wear. Bill said, go ahead and send her down to the shopping spree and get her new clothes. Margaret said that she couldn't go because she didn't have suitcases. Bill Gates said, go down there and get suitcases you want and sign his name. So we kept coming up with excuses. Why I can't go. I can't take off for work. He said, I'll pay your salary while you're gone. Well, I have to take care of my mother. We'll hire somebody to take care of your mother. Are you with me? It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. But you have to accept it. You have to accept that free gift. Now let's get down to real life. Are Bible people here tonight? Okay. If you do not have a Bible, because I'm going to show you some scriptures, would you raise your hand? I've got some Bible people give you a Bible tonight, right over here. Keep your hands up if you would, please. I don't want you to trust anything I say because, you know, I'm a make-believe guy. Bill Gates don't know me from Adam. But it's a good story. So if you didn't get to go on that trip because you wouldn't accept the free gift, then you have no right to complain because you missed out on all the fun that everybody else did. Do we have any more, Plunky? Got one man up here at the front. Yeah, there's another one out here, too. Before I forget, if any of you do not have a Bible here with you, I'm not talking about you're just needing one for tonight. I'm talking about you don't have a Bible here in Odessa with you. Just keep this Bible as a gift from the rec room, okay?
Thank you.
We'd love for you to have it. Don't leave home without it, okay? Just keep that Bible. Now, I want you to turn to Romans. That's in the New Testament. I'd give you the page number, but y'all's numbers are different in your book. It's in the New Testament. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Am I right, Robert? You know, when you get up here, your mind goes blank. Go to chapter 3. And we'll get started there. Romans chapter 3. This is a message that I heard since I was a little boy. And that was back in 1849. Wherever many years it was. But in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, has everybody found that scripture? 3:23. Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Wait a minute, I misread that. It says, for all have sinned but Rick and come short. That's not what it says, is it? It says everybody. It doesn't say except. Does that mean the Pope sins? Everybody sins. Because he's part of all, isn't he? Everybody. That's part of all. Now turn on over to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I kept it all in the same book, so it's going to be easier for you to follow. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. Who was that one man? How about Adam and Eve? You remember the story? Guys, can y'all remember? Can you think of what it must be like to only have one law that you had to follow? Adam, Eve, y'all don't eat of that tree. That's all you got to do. You can drive as fast as you want to. You can stay up as late as you want to. You can do anything you want. Just don't eat of that tree. And we couldn't do that, could we? That gets back to the verse we just read about all, doesn't it? Right? You only had one law, and we couldn't obey that. Getting back to that, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death upon all men, for that all have sinned. Boy, I wish he didn't know me when he wrote this book. He keeps throwing that all in there, doesn't he? I don't have no excuses to get out of this, do I? I'm part of that all. That hurts, doesn't it? But I've got some excuses if he only understood. But he does understand. He does understand. Now let's move on over to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. But what did I tell you about the gift? This is that gift. This is no make-believe either. This is the real McCoy. This is the gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Wow, boy, that's some powerful words, isn't it? Do you realize what that gift cost Jesus? He was nailed on that cross. And you know he was nailed there for me. When he was on that cross, he was thinking about old Rick Connell. He was thinking about old Johnny, Robert, Charles, Sandra, everybody in this room. He was thinking about you. And he knew the suffering he was going to have to go through. But you know what? He accepted it anyway. He said, I'm going to do that for them folks because I love them. And remember, a gift is a gift. It doesn't cost you anything, does it? But like we talked about in the make-believe story, you have to accept it, don't you? I can give you a gift each and every day, but if you just set it behind the door and don't open it, you don't get the benefits of that gift, do you? You have to accept that gift, don't you? You have to accept that gift. Romans chapter 5, let's go back a little bit. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. See, I'm keeping it simple, aren't I? I do that because I'm simple-minded. Romans 5, 8. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He knew we were going to grow up and be sinners. He knew we were going to make mistakes. He knew that we were going to disappoint him. And he still did it. He still did it for us. He didn't complain about it. He just did it because he loved us. Go to Romans 10. Romans chapter 10. Remember, don't trust what I say. Read what the book says. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. The most important thing about accepting this gift, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised himself from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not going to have anybody raise your hand, because I know the answer and you do too. We're all part of that all, aren't we? We have all sinned. That's out of the question. We don't even have to talk about that anymore. I'm going to say that we all believe that there was a Jesus. I believe there was a Jesus. I believe he died for me. That's a fact. You realize this world celebrates his birthday and his resurrection. The world does. So the world believes in him too, don't they? So that makes you and I, we should be able to believe in him too, shouldn't we? That he was raised from the dead. I haven't seen anybody raised from the dead. I've seen some people that claim that they've died and come back alive. But David didn't lay there for 3 days. Okay? We're talking about a few minutes for most people. Not for 3 days. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Did he say with the head? He said with the heart. Now I love each and every one of you in this room. But I have one little special gray-headed lady that I love more than anybody else. I love all of y'all. But she's special. Did you know you're special to God?
That's right.
He sent his only begotten son down here on earth to die for you. That was part of that free gift. By the way, Bill Gates didn't have to sign that. That was free. He did it for us. That was free. So if you said that in your own heart, with your own mouth, you confessed to him that you're a sinner, that you believe that he raised from the dead after 3 days, and you believe in your heart all of the things we've talked about, then we go to Romans 10:13. That sum it all up. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, myself speaking. For whosoever, okay, that's associated with the word all, isn't it? Whosoever means everybody again, doesn't it? So they said, for all or whosoever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Now that is as cut and dry as you can get. Simple-minded, I even understand that. And all I'm asking you tonight is for you to accept that free gift. That's all it boils down to. I heard a preacher say one time that if I was wrong about everything, there wasn't a God, there wasn't a Jesus, there wasn't anything, what have I lost by me believing in it? Nothing, because I was still a better father, I was a better person, I was a better neighbor, I was a better employee. But let me ask you, if I'm right, what have you got to lose? You've got to lose everything, don't you? Okay. I don't know anything else to say on that subject, but I'd like for the singers to come, Charles. And I'd like for you to bow your head for a moment. And I want each and every one of you to think about what was your excuse, why you couldn't take the gift. What was your excuse, why you couldn't accept it? Did you know that there is only one sin that God will not forgive? And that's not accepting His Son. That's the only sin He won't forgive. When you don't accept His Son. While your heads are bowed, no one looking around. If you wanted to accept that free gift and wanted this congregation to pray for you tonight, would you just raise your hand? All your heads bowed. Yes, sir. I see your hand. All over the room, I see your hand. I appreciate it. God appreciates it. Go ahead and put your hand down once you got it up. It's nothing I said. It's nothing I've done. This is all for God's glory. God did all the work. He's the one that signed the checks. He's the one that paid for everything. Now what I want you to do is, when we stand here in a minute after I have a word of prayer, I want the people that raise their hand to stand up and have enough courage to come on down to this altar. We'll have men and women down here to talk to you, to explain things to you, a whole lot better than this old bald-headed man can. But I want you to understand, it's a free gift. And I do not want anybody to look back and say, I missed it because I wouldn't accept it. I don't want anybody to be left out. I want everybody that has not received that gift to come down here tonight. Let me have a word of prayer. Father, we come to you now apologizing for all the mistakes that I personally make. Apologizing to you for my lack of vocabulary. Apologizing to the way I speak. Apologizing to you for all the things. But you know I love you. And I definitely know you love me. That you died on the cross for me personally. And you died on the cross for each and every one of them. Thank you again for all the good things. We take so many things for granted. So many things that you do for us each and every day. Thank you again for dying on the cross for us. We ask these things in our most precious name. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand? And let's come on down and let's get her done tonight. Let's get it done tonight. Thank you, sir. Come on down. Thank you, young man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Come on down.
Of sin, too long I've tried. Lord, I'm coming home.
Come on down, folks. Don't let it get away from you.
I'm coming home.
Don't let it get away from you tonight. Excuses you had. We talked to you about the excuses. I can't do this. I can't do that. If you don't accept Him, He's not going to allow you to come. You've got to accept that free gift. Charles is going to sing one more verse. And let's have this one more chance. Go ahead.
I've wasted me. Coming home.
thing. There's a couple more people that's come down. Going to give you one more verse. And that'd be, I promise, that'll be it. That'd be it. Just one more verse. Go ahead,
Charlie. I've wasted many precious years. Lord, I'm coming home. The paths of sin.
Before I let you go, you see these little folders up here? I want to encourage you. If you didn't come tonight, I want you to drop by and pick you up one of these little folders. They don't cost you anything. And it's got the same message that I just read to you earlier.
See?
And I want you to go over it again when you get home. And just because we ended the service tonight doesn't mean you can't accept Him later on. But you don't know whether you'll make it home tonight. You don't know whether it'll be tomorrow. And that's why it was so important for you to come down tonight. Let me have a word of prayer with you. Father, we thank you again for the folks that come down tonight. It's so nice to have new brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for all the people that accepted the free gift. We thank you so much for dying on the cross for old rotten hides. We know we didn't deserve it. You did it for us anyway. We can never repay you. We were never worth it. But you loved us anyway. We'll forever give you the praise and glory. We ask these things in our most precious name. Amen. Y'all go back in there and enjoy yourself tonight, okay? Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.